Hello, everybody. Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. And this is going to be a quick one. This video or comedy lecture, whatever you want to call it, is geared towards the young men out there. I have pretty much in my audience men who are 26 and older. But let's face it, most of the men out there are dick thinking and they are train wrecking their lives from the get-go. All right? And I'm going to walk you through how this whole process works until you can get out of it. Now, here we go. We got a little diagram right here. Right? At 16, you're thinking with a little head. It's not a big organ down there, and even when it's at attention and doing its job, that's maybe 2 square inches. It's not a nerve endings to do proper thinking with, and that head comes with a hole in it where all the bad decisions come out. So if you ever heard the saying, hey, I need that like a hole in the head, boom, there you go. All right, now as men age, from 16, roughly right around 34, they start thinking with this. All right. Now, there's hints along the way because they get tired of paying deductibles and always taking her out and paying, and you're always riding to the rescue. And it gets tedious and it gets old. And you get to the point where the big head finally goes, wait a minute. Those are good. Really good jumblies right there, but let's talk about this deductible for the car. Never goes well, and women hate it when this happens, but women hit the wall, and men quit dick thinking roughly around 34. Now, here are some of the symptoms of dick thinking. Pay attention, young men, because I know you're going to have some of these, because I had it myself.
Are you the kind of person who's run out of feelings to hurt?
Yeah. Wah.
Wah.
Then we have the Redonkulous swag for you. And we have multiple locations where you can get it. Go to the Stream Elements store or Crypto Fashion and embrace your inner fat punisher. Because after all,
there's a little bad pop in all of us. Even your mother.
Shirts, stickers, mugs, and hats are on sale now. Your support helps keep us independent from big tech and keeps this life-saving train on the tracks. Links are in the Meat Gazer box.
Number one, you're willing to play all holes golf, meaning you don't have a problem being a participant in the worm pile. All right? Now, I myself have never done this, but I know lots of dudes that have, and what can I say? That's pretty stupid. All right, now here we go. Reduced selectivity. All right. Basically, you go to the hoe tree, shake it, and you're hoping for a wife or girlfriend to drop out. Newsflash, something will drop out of that tree, and more than likely, it is your doom. I said doom, and it makes my fucking hair stand up on my neck. Okay. Now, another thing about reduced selectivity is this. Where the hell did the concept of the glory hole come from? So while you're dick thinking, you are literally susceptible for taking your junk, probably one of the most valuable things that you have in this life, and putting it in a hole, which you don't even know what's on the other side there. It could be a toothless goat for all you know. You don't need that. That's stupid. Okay, and then you fall for number three. You're more risky because she said it was safe. Listen, how many times have guys, come out on Reddit and say, well, my girlfriend or wife was on the pill, but we got pregnant anyway. Yeah. All right. I would argue that 80% of the time, that's pretty much on purpose all the time. See what I did there? All right, four, you were willing to be friend-zoned, all right? You basically get hooked on hopium in the hope that maybe you're really into this girl and she'll come more susceptible in a moment of weakness. listen, don't do that, all right? Because if you're willing to stay in the friend zone, you become a simpstitute. What is a simpstitute? That's the guy who provides all the money but gets no sex. Yeah, winning, no. All right, number five. You literally find yourself a dick zombie. You know, you're walking around as a free-range fornicator or a kamikaze cock, because you'll put it in any woman. You don't give a shit what she says. It is what it is. That's how you catch yourself disease, and the kind that you won't cure and will curve your love life for the rest of your days. All right? I covered free-range fornicator, become a simpstitute. Okay, last but not least, number eight, you fall for the pornaments. That means you are easily catfished by women who can dress themselves up to look like a porn star or something with the similar uniform of a HOE, a horizontal orientated entertainer. And quite literally, you're just asking for nothing but a boatload of trouble in the long run. All right. So you can ignore this at your own risk. And guess what? If you do that, you will turn your life into a dickumentary. All right. Meaning you're going to spend the rest of your life supporting and paying for mistakes the little head made in this critical time here for, I call it the mistake phase. And you quite literally turn yourself into a slave. You're going to dial down your happiness for the most part, because I don't know many guys who are paying child support, alimony, what have you, who are on the happy side. Unless, you know, the ex-wife was an incredible slow ag slag, or just a, you know, cunt. Oh, sounds refreshing, but it really isn't. Anyway, that's a quick brief in here on dick thinking and how to not do it and what to look for. Take it easy.